Jesus' name
we pray.
Listen and listen carefully. There is a difference between time and eternity. God does not dwell in time. God can function in time, but he does not reside in time. You know, David said, a day with God is like 1,000 years. What happens when we worship like this is that we access vistas of God. We trap moments in eternity. We trap moments in his presence. And that moment and the substance that accompanies that moment that you trap in just a few seconds can become the influence that will spread out 25 years in your life. Now, don't joke with the few moments we have together. It may determine several seasons in your future. I beheld and I saw five ladies. You don't need to believe what.
Amen.
I saw five ladies in our midst as I trapped a moment with God. Five ladies were implicated. And I saw five golden trumpets in heaven. Anytime I see these golden trumpets, it means that God wants to give the gift of prophecy. So five ladies are going to receive the gift of prophecy. Yeah. Now, you are wrong. When you listen to 9 o'clock news in the evening, you don't say amen. So, you don't need to say amen. You don't even need to believe. You are relieved from believing. I beheld a transparent liquid, that was pouring out of heaven. And I zoomed in to know what the liquid was. And I saw that the liquid was meant for the eyes. It was a transparent liquid pouring out of heaven. And it was meant for the eyes. And I discovered that if this liquid comes upon the eyes, physical eyes of an individual, that individual will have the capacity to see into the spirit. No, you don't need amen. Right? There are 12 people, 12 individuals here that will receive that ointment. 12. It will be used to blot your eyes. And from today, you will be able to see. Hallelujah. Sight will be given to you. I saw two people under strong demonic stranglehold. And those yokes will break. I saw somebody that has a pain here. Can you see where I'm touching? A pain here, and it can be grievous when it comes. Very terrible pain here, this exact spot, the right side of your stomach. I saw someone with a pain here. All right, so where is that one? You normally have a pain right side of your stomach. Now that pain will go while I'm preaching. I said you don't need to believe. You are relieved from believing. Totally relieved. Listen to me. Eternity is different from time. If you can capture a glimpse of eternity, just a glimpse, that glimpse might regulate 12 years of your life. Just that glimpse. It might control moments in the time to come. Now God is granting us an opportunity to peep into heaven. Make sure you hold on to what you see. Several times the reason why darkness comes and some people don't die is because they saw something in the glimpse. Just like Simeon, he heard an utterance from heaven, and death lost the power to take him. Many times he prayed to die, but he was not up for death because he captured a glimpse. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. And so, great one, we thank you for bringing us to the city of Ugbokolo. Thank you for this polytechnic that you ordained to stand in this place, because you have a plan to orchestrate an ingathering of people from different places so that this can be the platform upon which their destiny patterns will be altered. You had encounter visitation in mind when the idea of this school, this campus, was put together. We make demands on the original thought that was upon your heart when you triggered the concept of this polytechnic. And we ask, oh God, that program of yours might find expression in our midst in the name of Jesus. There were so many options of what your people could do. Some of them could have been on weekend now, but they decided to wait to partake of that which you intend to establish. Honor their faith. Let there be a sign that you pass through this land in Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated. God bless you. It's great to be in your midst. We made efforts previously to come down this way, but we're constrained. He invited me. Yes. But I was nominated from my office to go write a professional examination in Singapore. Oh, you were not too? All right. That was the reason why I had to reschedule. The examination costs more than $2 million for a participant, and about 15 of us were chosen to go get that international certification. And it's pure engineering, it's pure, so we had to study. So that's what happened. And we had to hide to study and cram the material that was given. Hallelujah. So I had to send someone. That was why I did not come. Turn your Bible to the book of 1 Kings chapter 19. I'll teach for 30 minutes. That's about the time it takes for the interface of the supernatural realm to begin to form in the natural. When that begins to happen, we might still be in the physical location bodily, but would have translated to another frame of reference. the opportunity will be given to every one of us to experience a change of life and a change of possibility. I pray that we'll be sensitive enough to trap the dimensions of God down by the faith that is in our heart. 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning from verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him and said, arise and eat. It was the second time that the angel told him why he was feeding him. Okay, we forgot to announce that the anointing I have is allergic to ringtones. I will consider you an enemy of the congregation, an agent of darkness, a ruler of darkness. If by any means your phone begins to ring, the way we fight demons, that's how I will fight you. I pray that smile means I understand. I know most of you have not met, been close to real people that God called. I gave this announcement in Sokoto, and a girl insulted me in her heart. She became dumb. That is, she lost the ability to speak. Instantly. Don't play, oh. Don't play here, oh. May the Lord give you understanding. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. For tonight, that's how much we can take, and we'll look upon it for like 35 minutes in Bible study, and I trust that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. A revival had taken place on the strength of the ministry of Elijah. He was in contention with an ancient demonic technology that was embodied in the person of Jezebel. This ancient demonic technology that was manifest and embodied in Jezebel, if we have some time, we'll enter into that, because in every family there is someone that is an expression of this technology. In every government, there is someone that's an expression of this technology. Every context whatsoever, even in your department, there are traces of this demonic technology embodied in the person of Jezebel
that manifests.
One thing that we can say about the spirit of Jezebel is that it has to walk close to legitimate authority.
You see,
one of the things that made Jezebel strong, influential in the territory was because her husband was the king. The spirit of Jezebel needs to walk closely to authority in order for it to have influence.
You know what I mean?
Needs authority in order for it to have influence. And what the spirit of Jezebel does is that it manipulates the authority, uses the capacity of that authority to achieve an agenda that is in the kingdom of darkness. If you are sitting in this hall, it means you came from a family. All right? So in that your family, there is somebody called an elder. If somebody wants to marry, the eldest person likely is the person that will be, that we address all the concerns to. That means your culture recognizes headship. Is that true? The culture recognizes headship. You must understand that if witchcraft is entrenched in a particular family, it is because headship is perverted. You know the power of headship? If that elder that is the eldest in your family goes and joins himself to Satan, and he says he's coming on behalf of the family, that transaction is valid because he is the custodian of headship. And he says that I dedicate the entire, then he mentioned the name of the clan that he represents. Every individual that is in that place is dedicated to a particular spirit. That transaction becomes valid because if it is true that in your veins runs the blood of that family line, you are implicated by that transaction. So the spirit of Jezebel needs headship, it needs authority, it needs to partner with authority in order for it to have influence among the people. When that kind of a transaction takes place, it's very difficult to set the captives in that particular case free, especially if you do not have access to spiritual technology and the way litigation is carried out in the realm of the spirit. If you do not have access to the protocols of divine justice, you might be a victim of that kind of a scenario. In the case that we have in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, the spirit of Jezebel had prospered to the extent that structures have already been built in keeping with that system. There were prophets that were raised by reason of the priesthood that sustains the system. There were all kinds of things built, just like maybe in your family, or in the clan, if it's not in the family, maybe in the clan, there is a priest that speaks to the spirits on behalf of the family. If it's not in the clan, it can be in the community. And you know that every community whatsoever, the founders of the community were related somehow initially. So there's a bloodline tie within the crucible of that civilization. And normally there's a priesthood that is established within the territory to which everybody subscribes. And just in case, are you with me? So that kind of system is already, it's a very strong system. It has a priesthood, it has even a constitution. Because the elders in the community will now say, we are custodians of the Aleku protocol. And according to the Aleku protocol, this is an abomination. So there's a constitution. It's an invincible constitution. We never get to see where it was documented, but it's as if it is embodied in the elders. And then you rise up as an evangelist like Elijah was, and then you want to put an end to the system. Meanwhile, this guy was just released from the cave of prophets. It was a secluded place where people that are still connected with Jehovah found solace and were hidden away. That kind of technology was in force in view of the level of coverage that the spirit of Jezebel had gained in the community. And it came to pass that when Elijah got to some level, some height of some stature in the spirit of God now released him to begin to advance the cause of a spiritual awakening. It's not as if these guys didn't have a heritage of God. It's just that everything about God, the priesthood of God was hijacked. And in the place of the priesthood of God, there was a replacement of priesthood according to the order of the spirit of Jezebel. And the influence of bondage was now widespread, national spread, territorial spread. I know you are a preacher. The way I'm seeing you people, you guys are preachers. But you see, there's a difference between ministering to people, praying for someone with headache, and it gets healed, and ministering to a territory. It's a different principle altogether. You need to actually develop another layer of wisdom and to understand how legalities work, how the justice system that is in your unseen realm, how you can function as a competent counsel in making demands that the will of God will be done. It's a different thing altogether. But remember that before Moses began to, he was sent to Egypt to bring liberation to people. Is that not so? Before he could achieve that, he had to minister to the territory he was sent to first. He confronted 12 spirits before he now started attending to people. So it means that Moses had the dual kind of preparation for ministry. He had territorial wisdom to do territorial ministry. He also had the capacity to do personal ministry. Okay? Most of you are just ready for personal ministry. Meanwhile, the problem of our land is territorial. You are training to become like most preachers we have seen, whose rising have not brought deliverance to the land. Their ministry is growing. They have members in church, but their nation is bound, and henchmen are sacrificing human blood to altars. That's not the kind of prophet I want to be. That's not the kind of season I want to be a great preacher. I want to be a great preacher in a day where the wisdom that comes from the spirit of men can heal their territories. People like Elijah, are you with me? Kings ran to them for counsel. Now, our only water system in the entire territory is bitter. How do we handle it? This is beyond what we learned in water engineering. We know how to dig boreholes to strike the water table. We know how to do sounding and to interpret seismic data and to know where to put the drill bit and where to put the rig. But no one told us how to make bitter water sweet. And so they called a territorial functionary. And when he came there through the word of wisdom, he knew what to do, the kind of branch to put inside to sweeten it. Now those were people that knew how to minister to territories. It is obvious that Elijah was trained on how to minister to people. How to give blessing to people. Until he went into territorial ministry. And he was not trained, was not prepared for territorial ministry. He knew the science behind an altar. How to raise an altar. And how to connect the altar on earth with the altar that is in heaven. How to connect the priesthood that is on earth with the priesthood that is in heaven. He knew all of that. He even knew how to take fire from the altar that is in heaven and invoke it so that it comes into the earth. In terms of priesthood, the lessons he learned it very well. And so he decided given that God had given him a burden for the land, to come contend with the entities of the atmosphere. He gave an open challenge and called all the priests and the prophets of the other dimension to appear on Mount Carmel. And he gave them the opportunity to begin the advertisement of their God. These guys, worshippers of Baal, the way they worship Baal is that they throw small children into fire. So Baal is worshipped. You need fire to worship Baal. So it was as if Elijah was saying, you guys are fire people. So let us operate according to your principles and your laws. The God that what? That answers. The Baal worshippers know what it means for fire to come. They understand that language. So he chose their language. So the God that answers by fire. Let him be the God of this territory. Suddenly, the prophets of Baal could no longer do the things that they were reputed for. And he gave them all the time that they needed. They used all their principles, all their enchantments. They used aligning their altars according to several coordinates in order to get the portal of the morning, the portal of noonday, all of them, that witches do. Because witches keep time. It's only you that doesn't. I don't have time to talk so much today. They did all of that. And they tried to tap into 5 portals. If you check the time the Muslims pray, it's according to those. Yes, according to those portals. And if you don't understand the priesthood of light, if they focus on you and begin to curse you, you will wither. Most of us make noise. You have not seen God closely yet, but you know how to speak in tongues. God needs to help the church of our generation. We are too noisy. We lack power. We lack wisdom on how things operate, how things work. He gave them time. They used all their principles. They tested. They did test runs. When the time elapsed, they could not invoke fire. Elijah took on the mantle or the baton of starting his own show at the time of the evening sacrifice. There must be alignment. Now, if we take an inventory now and administer a questionnaire, how many believers in this place have a prayer time that nothing can break in your life? If you don't have that, you are not a territorial agent. There is no constant in your life. You know, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember Noah? After the flood, Noah knew that God could destroy the earth. So he wanted to bargain with God. Because if you keep destroying every day, how will our future be predictable? So the guy decided to bargain with God through a sacrifice. The sacrifice he offered, the Bible says that he offered clean creatures. That means there are several creatures that were kept for those 40 days and 40 nights in the ark that Noah killed, because we don't know them anymore, because he had to sacrifice. So if you were the one, I know you will not sacrifice anything, so that all the animals will be intact. Right? But Noah did something that you will not do. Took one of the animals, not just any animal, clean creatures. And the Bible did not say he had spare creatures there, because he said they came two by two. Clean creatures. The clean creatures were the only creatures that the fall did not affect. That means in spite of the fall, they still maintained their manual. They functioned the way God intended them to function. You don't know how much damage that the fall of man did to creation. Mosquito that was supposed to be taking blood from flower and a vector of cross-pollination. On the account of the fall, it takes blood now. Sucks blood. It's the manual that was withdrawn. They lost their oppression according to the synchronized pattern that was managed by the government of God. because of the rebellion of Adam and Eve. They declared independence in the Garden of Eden. Now stay with me. He took clean creatures and sacrificed them. And what he was saying in that intercession was that God, these creatures in their manual, their purpose, their cycle, even after the devastation. Can you hold several things constant so that our future will be predictable? That was the intercession that he was making by that sacrifice. And that was where God responded. And God did not speak. God said it in his heart. That means if you don't have capacity to pick things that were not vocalized, things that only exist on the heart of God. He said it. How did he say it? In his heart. See, as long as the earth remains, then in our head something says seed time, harvest will be constant. Cold, heat, constant. Summer, winter, constant. Day, night, constant. And what he was telling Noah was, if you know how to deal with these variables, your future will be predictable. Those are the kind of things that priesthood does. It creates platform. If you check all of those things that were held constant, you can only influence one. You cannot influence cold and heat. You cannot influence day and night. You can't influence the day that Yamatan will come. You can only influence seed time and harvest. Meanwhile, those are the dynamics of priesthood we see in scripture. You need to be wise to understand how God operates, the ways of God, for you to be a priest. See, Elijah took the battle of manifestation at the time of the evening oblation. It was not just any time, because he himself had to be in alignment with the structures of heaven that the land has so abandoned. If I ask you, what is your own time? Do you have a time? A time that for as long as you live, that time is for God. We have 24 hours in a day, the last time I checked. Have it? 10% of 24 hours is what? 2 hours, 40 minutes. That's how much time you owe God in terms of tithe per day. If your time is not up to 2 hours, 40 minutes, your life is a comic. You know those cartoons where they show Spider-Man, it's you they are drawing. You will not be able to change anything in your family. They will write your name in the lexicon that once upon a time you came, but in changing it, it is not given unto you. You must hold some things constant before you can influence the variables. It was at the time of the evening of oblation that Elijah now took the battle. He said, "Here, Israel." He attracted attention before he began his onslaught. You could tell that this man knew so much about altars because he was able to rebuild the altar of the Lord God. That was a national altar from whence petition was made on behalf of the nation. That altar was broken down. As long as that altar was down, darkness had a right to dominate. Just like in Nigeria now. You might be doing well as an individual, but I came to tell you, the altar of our nation is down. We need men that know spiritual things like Elijah did to rebuild ancient altars. Altars are normally raised on the platform of several covenants that men made with God. If you don't know the covenant that is underlying an altar, you cannot rebuild it. So the average believer was not trained to be a spiritual personality. The false gospel of materialism has become the pursuit of the average Christian. We only operate and manifest in the physical. And we don't have power with God, wisdom in the spirit with which to change the patterns that are found expression enforced by demonic agreements that are ancestral in nature. We just pass through life as victims speaking in tongues. I came to tell you that there is a wisdom. Yes, it's in the spirit. If we had time, I would have shown you one or two things. And then we'll do practical. So that you will know that I'm not bragging. They exist. We will still do practical today. Don't worry. We'll do small. Small. So that you will know that the kind of ministry that is required to change our land, people were not trained to have that kind of ministry. Yes. The demons now, the demons operating now in Nigeria, were not anticipated by great men. What they trained ministers to be, they will be totally helpless in the days to come. Watch and see. Elijah knew how to set the stones in order. Elijah, he knew how to build the altar of God that has fallen. Some strange prophets have lived in times of old in this land. Strange prophets. You might think that the strength of Idahosa is the message he preached. You don't understand. You might think that the strength of the apostle of CAC, I will tell you when to increase the volume. You might think it was in his prophecy. No, his strength was in his prayer, in the covenants that he made with God. There were places on Ekiti Hills where that man stamped his feet and his feet entered into the rocks. Yes, while he was praying, yes, he's there. So that is to give you an idea of the spiritual energy with which he was transacting. He was not praying for a Toyota Matrix vehicle. Those were the men that caught the covenants upon which this nation is standing. They were the ones that raised the national altar. But people go to Bible school and come out of Bible school without understanding how the rules of the national altar, the rules and regulation of that altar, to bring rain in a time of drought. Now, the very heart of our nationhood is under attack. You must have discovered that Khan doesn't have a voice. Okay. All of those things are indication of the fact that the altar of God is falling. Meanwhile, in the days of these men, they will speak and ruthless military presidents, not democratical, ruthless military presidents feared them. A carnal person would think that their strength was in the message they preached. The same president that is on the throne now, when he was a military president, he was more brutal, younger, more terrible, more wicked. He was the one that said there should be no open air Christian meeting. Idahosa went to Ibadan and declared crusade and called Reinhard Bonnke. That was the first time Reinhard Bonnke preached to 1 million people in his life. That was why when Bonnke was to pass the torch, he didn't go to Germany. He came back to the land where his friend gave him the largest altar that he ever stood to evangelize. You saw how he was shaking on the altar in Lagos. Every evangelist, almost every evangelist that you know in the world came for that evening. That his coming to pass the torch was to give us a sign that our altar has not totally died. But the point is this: we don't have men like Elijah that know how to repair the altar of God. That is funny. I challenge you to go back into the place, the secret place. What you are running with will not last for 5 years. I assure you. What you have is good. It might earn you a car, a vehicle. But if you are talking about liberating your people, he set up the altar, set up the coordinates. It was at the time of the evening oblation. He understands the activity that happens in heaven that time, in the parallel world. And it was a link from that parallel world to this physical world. Oh. After setting up the altar, I say, God, let it be known that I did these things according to your word, according to your instruction. Let it also be known unto these people that I am your prophet. When he mentioned that altar, fire came down from heaven. If there was any preacher that was so exalted in scripture, it was Elijah. Hey! I wondered what garment he wore that day. He shook an entire nation. When that fire came, the altar of darkness fell alongside. He slew single-heartedly 450 prophets of Baal. It was as if Jezebel went, traveled out of town when it happened. And before she came back, a new altar was speaking in the land. Nobody heard her voice anymore. It happened just in a weekend. She traveled for a diplomatic mission, only to come back and discover that the land was smelling a new smell. Why? Because one man called Elijah had come out of the cave. That was a man whose father's name was never mentioned, whose mother's name was not recorded in scripture. Even the name of his village was not mentioned. He was called Elijah the Tishbite. I went to study to find out, what is the meaning of Tishbite? I saw it was not the name of a place. I saw that Tishbite means messenger. The only way he was known but was by the message that he preached. Tishbite. They could not trace him to his father, his village. They did not know which woman incubated him for 9 months. It was not on record. The only thing by which he was known was what? The message. Fiery message. And those messages were indications that something fiery in the spirit realm was using him as a conduit pipe for expression. Elijah, the Tishbite. I was expecting that after this kind of great victory, that this man will become one of the functionaries that will lay the foundation for the new Israel. But unfortunately, when Jezebel came back from her diplomatic mission, Ahab gave her feedback how that Elijah had destroyed the prophets. And Elijah, even though he knew how to minister to people, he could prophesy, he could give word of knowledge, he could see visions, he could predict the future. There were many things he did not know. And Jezebel went and consulted with the oracle. After consulting with the oracle that Elijah had shamed so much, she sent a threat. I'm talking about a threat that is supported by demonic power. I know most of you. How can I explain this? He sent what? A threat. Maybe I will use my experience to tell you about this kind of threat. Because if I just say sent a threat, you will not understand. It was in 300 level. Came back from school. When I came home, one elder in our church was so happy that I had come back. She welcomed me. She said, "You're welcome." And she did not tell me why she greeted me. It was the second day she called me that I should come to the house. When I came into the house, I saw somebody on chains. They chained somebody by the corner. So I walked in. She now said, did I see that person on chain? A lady on chain. I said, yeah, I saw the person. I said, that's her granddaughter. I said, I didn't know. Your granddaughter? Yes. What happened to her? Then they began to uncover secrets. You know, I'm from Kogi State. You know that. I know you know that. When the foundation of that land, the Igala land, was set up, there were consultations with the Oba of Benin. Details with her. But the three scepters that entrenched and empowered his throne, he created miniature scepters that likened those scepters and gave so that the foundation of that kingdom can be established. Now, you notice those days that we used to have 10 naira. You notice that head on 10 naira. That's the original head. There's a duplicate, smaller one. That's what the Atal Figala wears on his chest. Oh my, you guys. Okay. It seems this is for elders. This is my talk. You know the original one? They stole it. It's in Britain now, in the museum. If you go to the museum in London, you will see the original one. The one that the Oba of Benin had behind his throne. There was another item that was taken from Benin. It was a totem. The totem of a very ancestral witchcraft order. Witchcraft order. And then that totem was pegged in Ayamba. It's the oldest order of witchcraft in this area. I mean, all of this area, including Thief. Oldest order of witchcraft. Current custodian of that totem happened to be an old woman. Now, the thing about a witchcraft order that is ancient is that a lot of discoveries, they have a lot of knowledge. Do you understand? It's just like science. If I go into the laboratory, the things I discovered, the shortcomings I had, I document them. You, the scientists of the next generation, you now come, you say, okay, this was the challenge, and maybe you might break my own challenge, and then you develop that body of knowledge. And so that's why we have chemistry textbooks, physics textbooks, we have modern textbooks now. What we call biology in the University of Benin State University, there's in abroad, we don't have biology anymore. It's biotechnology. How to manipulate the genome. We are studying history of biology now. It has come beyond that level. Discoveries have come. So, in the witchcraft world, the older the altar, the more experience, the more researches have been done, the reasons why previous witches died, what killed them, what struck them, and how they have knowledge. It's different from this your own witchcraft they are doing by the river here. It can be only 8 generations old. They don't have much wisdom. In fact, when they come into trouble, they need to go to an older altar to hear, to get wisdom. And it has great price that they travel beyond borders. Great price to fetch wisdom. But if that altar is an old one, you will need more than speaking in tongues to dominate a place where that peg has been kept. I could be. The woman that was in custody of the altar was 86 years old. At the time, she sent her lieutenants to go out and get in new recruits. It happens to be that this lady that was on chains was one of the recruits that was gotten from that escapade. And all the recruits came, this woman took a liking to the lady and took the lady to the altar and took her into the spirit realm, that this is the one that should succeed her. Meanwhile, she had not been trained. So they said, okay, if you have chosen her and you see that she has the capacity, let us release the first consignment of demons to entertain her, to see if she can survive and handle the weighty matters that are connected to the covenant of the altar. When those little demons were released, she became mad instantly. And those of you that know the distance between Ayangba and Lokoja, she trekked on foot from Ayangba to Lokoja. You know the distance. So it was in Lokoja that they saw her naked, that they called the woman in our church, and she went with people. They chained her up, took her to men of God to help. The more they prayed, the more possessed she became. Are you with me?
Yeah.
See, her own demonic possession was not that they initiated her. Her own is that it's something that is tied to the territory, that is tied to her. Okay. Let's leave that. For now. God will help us. May God open your eyes. May God. The elder now said, I know you are a righteous man. God is with you. Deliver my granddaughter. That was the problem that woman put me in. You know, I was not matured enough. That deliverance I went to do changed my life till today. I need to tell you a story. Because Elijah did not know. Elijah thought he had gotten all the knowledge in light until Jezebel went and consulted the altar and spoke by the name of the gods and cursed herself and said, if by this time tomorrow your head is not like one of the heads of the prophets that you killed, let death come to me. You have not heard that kind of curse where somebody curses himself, that if you don't go, let me be cursed. Those kind of witchcraft is not the type they do by your stream. God will help us in Jesus' name. The great prophet that called fire now, when he heard the threat, the impact of the threat on his heart blotted out his faith instantly. That was the first time. The faith he used to call fire from heaven, the impact of that threat blotted it out. The next reaction we see the prophet in is that he ran away for his life with his servant. The great prophet that called fire, that understands how to raise altar. Now, the way the guy fled, he so fled that he took the servant back to his village, to his old mother in the village, and said, Mama, your son was small when I took him. He returned his servant back to his village. And after he committed the guy back to his mother, the Bible says he himself, he trekked all night and walked all day. That he was chewing bitter cola and chewing cola so that he will not sleep. He gained mileage so that if people look for him, the place that will stop is the servant's village. And you will not imagine that he had gained that kind of mileage. Even if they say, this was where he took him. And they moved like that for 3 hours, 4 hours. They say, no. He walked all night. What was it that hit Elijah? Please think about it. What hit that prophet? A prophet that knew alignments enough to know how to invoke the fire on the altar in heaven. Now deliver the servant back to the aged mother in the village, and he himself walked a day's journey. Elijah never knew. He never knew the power of content. He thought that after defeating them in the public, that was all there was to do. He didn't know that before they became public, they were private. They were a secret court first. They used to hide under the moon and say, as they invoked spirits, they were secret. It's because they dominated that they have come into the open to capture everywhere. Those people that they call herdsmen, they were secret intercessors, demonic intercessors before. Now, they have come to colonize us. We need more than a preacher now. We need more than a man that can speak in tongues. We need people that understand the technology to move the hand of God. And such men were not anticipated in our Bible schools. The great prophet escaped. He himself went a day's journey and sat under a juniper tree and begged God to kill him. What was his testimony? He said, it is enough. I am not better than my fathers. I would like you to notice a sense of insufficiency. Are you seeing? Oh, you are not seeing. The second thing his comment revealed was that many heavy prophets have been sent that way, his predecessors, and all of them cried that cry of insufficiency. It was as if when he was being released from the cave, there was a warning: make sure you don't end up like this. But when he encountered the fury of what was in the city side, what did he say? I'm not better. You see why Elisha asked for double portion? Because there was a long line of ancestral insufficiency. If you look at your family, you will see a long line of insufficiency. Men that tried to rise and were cut off. Women that were so beautiful that could not marry. And the ones that attempted to marry, they divorced after 6 months, after 2 years. Mysterious things began to happen. The question is, will you give up and accept your fate? And say, well, I will not be the first insufficient one to have risen. I am not better than my fathers. The land cries. It is dry. It is parched. In it are the chains and fetters that hold the captives of the mighty. Will you also say like your ancestors, I am not better than them that came before me? The question I have been asking for many years as I go about preaching, I ask, are you the one who is to come? Or should we expect another? Are you the one? Because Elijah clearly said that he was not the one. He was not the voice of redemption. But he wasn't better. He wasn't better than his fathers. And he sat under a juniper tree. Now, I would like you to see where Elijah sat. Right? This 1 Kings chapter 19 is the only scripture that gives us a little insight of the life of Elijah before he became a national prophet. A prophet that was running away from danger. What will be the best place for him to go to? Having kept his servant miles away. The Bible says he sat under a juniper tree. A juniper tree is like a palm tree, and there are a lot of palm trees here. If you are looking for shade, is it a palm tree you look for? So what took Elijah there was not the quest for shade. What took him there was that was where he encountered God first. That was his God zone. That was where he saw the light. That's where he heard the voice. He went back there if there was any voice left, to also trigger his own covenant, to see if there will be answers for him. My question for you is this: where is your own God zone? If there is no place on Obokolo campus that can vouch, that can speak and say, this place was the place where matter found her scepter. If there is no such place, then you are like a wanderer without an inheritance in the earth. When I went to Kano, I was on the mountains. When the angel of the Lord tapped me, that was where I received my first mantle. And 2 years later, after I left Kano, I came there for a crusade. I had to go to that mountaintop. It was when I knelt on the same spot that God spoke to me, I will raise a cripple. The first cripple that rose in my life rose in the city of Kano. At the time I was preaching on the pulpit, police came to arrest me. They were already in the crowd waiting for me to finish preaching and then I'll end up in the station. And as I was preaching that day, the woman that used to sell beer in the junior staff mess, she was crippled. I don't know how she shut down the mess to come to crusade, but on the crusade ground, she rose up and she began to walk. The police that came to arrest me ran away. It was my God's will. I went there to make contacts. Do you have a juniper tree? You are just moving. All you know is where they do evil. Nothing in your spirit. And you think if they marry you like this, you can enter a family and fight what is there. You are not preparing for this life. It's, your life is in a comic, cartoon. The woman called me and I told her, Mommy, don't worry. This is what we do. This is what we do. We cast out devils. As I was ministering to her, a demon now stood. You know, I see demons. I see them. They're like, some are like monkeys. Most of them are like monkeys. You can. And then some of them are like dogs. The demons that are responsible for sexual immorality, they're like dogs. If you see them following people in the spirit, it means those ones are very immoral people. And they can't even marry, actually. The ones that the dogs are following. And when you find somebody that 3 dogs are following, 4 dogs, 5 dogs, then you know that that's the beginning of the end. So I see demons. But I've never seen a creature like that which I saw. His head was high into the heavens. And he had the eyes of a cat. Shining eyes. So as I was praying, and I noticed there was somebody close. Only for me to see. His head higher than this, your roof here. And he was just looking at me. I prayed in tongues. Hard tongues. Prayed. He was just looking at me. Wondering what I was doing. That woman would have left me alone. Pray! He looked. And for about 35 minutes, I sustained that prayer. Then the man spoke to me. I noticed that when he spoke, he didn't open his mouth to speak. He just transmitted the truth through his thoughts into my thoughts. He said, if we ever catch you, you will not survive. Then he turned back. He said, if we ever catch you, you will not survive. He turned back and left. And the person I was praying for was delivered. They went and shared testimony. Shared that a great preacher, a great prophet, has risen among us. But they never knew the threat that I received. Just like Elijah received a threat. There is no Bible school you go that can train you enough for this threat. I thought I had forgotten the threat until 9 years later. I was posted to Lagos. And okay, I'm a civil servant, alright? And I work offshore most times when I was in Lagos. And one day I was coming from offshore into the land. And that's where it came back with me. Yes, after 9 years. Before I reached home, the spirit was there. This time, it was even more. What grew? The only thing that changed in the spirit's body was the hand. Before, the hand was normal, like the proportion of a human hand to his body, right? But the time I met the spirit, the hand, this hand, was reaching the ground. It's the two hands. And this time, when the spirit stands close to you, your breath will begin to go. So I was working in Lagos. My wife was in Makurdi. I left them there. I said, don't be implicated by my conviction. Because the most corrupt place in Nigeria is the oil industry. That's where I work. I can't go into details. Just forget about that. This spirit kept visiting me for 9 months. Now, which Bible school do you go to? They don't know things like that exist. So Elijah was not trained to handle that type. It's very easy to pastor 200 people. The kind of people you pastor. That is it. If you are anointed, you are living a holy life, we are prayerful, the scriptures will be opening, God will be using you to feed them. I'm not talking about pastoring people. I'm talking about demons that are fasting to territories. Have you heard of the Prince of Persia before? They are synonymous to territories. Anytime I take a flight out of Lagos and I go outside to preach, it will leave me. But when I fly into Lagos, I will hear a perfume. There's a perfume that he comes with. I know it has come. That was when I will fall on my knees to pray. Because the only way I feel relieved is to pray long. That's why I'm asking, where is your God zone? And it came to pass after 9 months of harassment that I took an invitation to go to Enugu so that I could be relieved for 3 days of the meeting. As they ushered me into the hotel, and the pastor was so happy, he left the hotel. The demon was standing in the hotel. That was the first time it left Lagos to follow me. And I prayed about it for long. God did not answer. Then that day, in my spirit, this song began to rise. This song we normally sing. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by His word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, I am delivered. I
know you know this song. The song came out of my spirit. And I began to sing. And you know when what God told me? He said, when I decorate an apostle for territorial mission, I give them weapons. That's what God told me. That was the day I knew that there was an aspect of ministry that was territorial. And you had to be decorated in order for you to carry out territorial missions. And as part of the decorative accessory to equip you for this mission is that God will give you what? Weapons. That was when it occurred to me. Three times we were praying and a sword fell from heaven. The first time all of us gathered to carry it, we could not carry it, so we left it. Second time we were praying again, a sword fell from heaven, and in my vision I saw three of us, me, Shala, the other person is not here, we were able to carry it, three people. And then the third time when the sword fell, there was no need for me to carry it because it was standing above my head and I could send it and it would go. That day the sword came again, so I sent it. When I sent it, I pray it comes today. Maybe if it comes, we will try it so that you will know what I'm talking about. I pray, don't worry, I pray. I will ask for it. If it comes, I can send it. You will see the impact. When I sent it on that spirit, it took 35 minutes. The same time I prayed in tongues that time, before it fell down. It was falling, but it took 35 minutes to fall. That was the day I was promoted in the spirit to begin territorial ministry. Now, listen. Today, if I pray here, which is in your city, we fall. No, you don't understand. It's an information I'm giving you. I'm just telling you an information that Elijah went to his God zone. Every city I stay, because of work, I raise an altar there. I have a God zone. And I must retire to that place at a certain time. When you begin to do it regularly, it is in one of your God zones that an angel will sleep in. And then open your eyes. This is your mundane eyes that it doesn't see. They'll wash it with eyes out, so that you can fellowship with the heavenly. You can come closer in the light and you get flooded. That's when you become wise. There are some Ezemo in the territory. When they see you coming, the light, they will know, he has gone beyond the veil. Those ones will pack. There is no need for battle. They will move. As long as you are in town, they give you space. When madmen see you, they will not notice any other person, just you. Because they know you have gone beyond the veil. You know the truth. Elijah, he came to his God zone. And when he came to his God zone, he said, it is enough. I am not better than my fathers. We want to change that comment that Elijah made. And I'm trusting God that sons and daughters of the kingdom will arise that will say in their heart, I am better than my fathers. Some were taken by the arrows of darkness. Others were afflicted and they died before their time. But I am better than my fathers. After confessing his limitation, he lay down to sleep, and because it was his God's zone, the covenant he had established there began to speak into heaven. And one angel was dispatched from heaven. Came with bread from heaven. Because some of you think there's no food in heaven. It is because of you that we need to digress and do a teaching now. You know, you have not been there, so you don't know what is there. Let me show you. Turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter 78. Psalm 78. Let me see. Are you there? Psalm 78. I say, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Those of you outside, are you there? All right, you're also a part of this meeting, and the hand of God will be seeking out. What we are looking for tonight are people that will correct the statement of Elijah. People that will say, I am better than my fathers. Either your fathers in the natural or your fathers in ministry. Men that would dare to go beyond what Idahosah did. First, desire it first. Leave it up to God. The performance, let it be God's business. I came to stir your faith up. Because the only men that can change the trend in this time are men that go beyond everything that we have seen. God will have to manifest himself beyond what we have in our storebooks in history. Strange mode of manifestation that is unprecedented, that has no precedence. Just like before Mary conceived Jesus. Prior to that time, you need a man with a woman to have a child. But what came to her life that day had no pattern. No reference. It was unprecedented. God will need to do unprecedented things again in our time to restore his name in our territory. Psalm 78 from verse 20. Let's start from verse 23. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. So heaven has corn. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the food. Angels' food. So angels have food. I don't have time to build the theology. But it was Jesus that said in the book of Revelation. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and him with me. It means Jesus can eat your food. And the only reason why he will eat your food is so that you can eat his food. Because when we go to the book of Genesis chapter 18, that's the first time man invited God to eat physical food. In the book of Numbers chapter 11, God invited men to eat his own food. One of the things you will notice in heaven when you get there, there's food there. I can show you from Genesis to Revelation. Remember when Jesus resurrected from the dead? With his resurrected body, he ate fish. Check your Bible. So your resurrected body will be capable of eating. He ate physical fish. When you get to heaven, you will find out that there is food there. I can show you from doctrine. I have seen it in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see Babalola, that prophet? It was Angel Michael that encountered him and gave him food, heaven's food. It was when he ate that during praise and worship he used to suspend in the service. Yes, during praise and worship, he levitates and suspends. The evangelist in the church had to run one day and catch him. That, Baba, where are you going? Like, what? He said, no, he's not going anywhere. Just, he's caught up in the praise and worship. Those guys were more fetish than any set of people in this country. The reason why Christianity penetrated them is because they saw signs and wonders.
Are you with me?
So that bread that that angel brought, it was angel's food that Elijah was going to eat. Not from steam fast. Do you have bakery here in this place?
No bakery.
You know steam fast in my country. That's not where that bread came from. It came from. And you know, when the bread was delivered to Elijah, it was still hot. The Bible says it was baking on the coals. It was still removing steam. Woke him up. So rise and eat. The prophet rose up. He ate, he drank water, he slept back. After a few minutes again, the angel came again with another dose. Rise and eat. It was in the second encounter that he told him why he was feeding him. The reason why he fed the prophet was not because of hunger. In the eyes of the angel, Elijah can do 21 days dry fasting. Nobody will be concerned about that. But he fed him because of his journey. He said, rise and eat. Because what? Huh?
You don't study the Bible. He didn't say far. It was not
a distance challenge. The journey is too great for them. See, when a situation, maybe you married and then somebody saw your wedding picture, they say, "Hey, you have married?" And they go and trigger and send some spirits to ensure that you never enjoy your marriage. You will now discover that the journey will become great. If there is challenge, opposition, orchestrated from the realm of the spirit, it becomes a great journey. You know how many times our president asked to be president? How many times? 3 times. And then, the fourth time, he became president. And then before 24 hours, in one day, it's accomplished. Many bad things would have happened. In one day, he has realized that the journey is too great. It's not foul. The journey is what? It's great. 24 hours is a major issue. Many of you took off. It is only one dose of bread you ate. It can't take you to Horeb. In order for you to counteract that kind of assault from the kingdom of darkness, you need 2 doses of divine bread. Rise and eat. Because what? The journey is too great for you. And he arose and did it. And the Bible says, what was the impact, the implication of what he ate? The Bible says he walked 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. What was the impact of manna on the children of Israel? You know, manna, according to that scripture, angels bread. What did he do to them? Huh? What? Oh. Did you ever hear, in the midst of the 40 years that they wandered, did you ever hear that they changed their garment? If somebody, the garment you wore when you were 5, can you still recognize it? Can you count how many shoes you have worn till today? But those guys left Egypt with one chain, one raiment, and it was on their body for 40 years. When they set out from Egypt, it was size 39. At some point, it became size 41, became 42. It grew on their body. Their garment grew. Their shoes grew. Because of the food. And for Elijah, the manifestation of his teaching was in the fact that he could walk 40 days, 40 nights. He was not tired in the night. He didn't need to sleep. It was because of what? Do you still remember when Jesus was to be crucified and they brought his garment? What was different about his garment? There was no seam. The tailor's, no seam. It was complete. Have you ever seen any garment like that? Without seam? So that the Romans that were supposed to be the most exposed
were casting lots to get his garment, because they have never seen that king. It was because of his eating. You are too normal. There is a bread that is bread indeed that you need to eat. Have you read that scripture? It says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, is never weary, and there's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. For even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Renew their strength." That's number one. As the strength is going out, it's being renewed. Just like as the garment. So they that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Renew their strength. He said they shall mount up with wings like eagle. What's the meaning of that? You know, are you with me? It is not natural for you to mount up. But it's natural for the eagle to mount up. So when the scriptures say we will mount up with wings like eagles, it means we will do the supernatural things naturally. We'll do what? The first evidence that you are eating spiritual food is that you can do supernatural things naturally. You know, it's not natural to pray. But it's natural to gossip. You can gossip in the night, gossip about people's heads, that the head is like this till daybreak. But if you want to start praying, you will sleep off. Because you need the help of a spirit to communicate with a spirit. It is supernatural. But when you find somebody eating prayer, and the way it's flowing in prayer is natural for him, he ate something. They shall what? Mount up with wings as eagles. That's number one. The Bible says that we walk and not be weary. Notice the example of Elijah's eating that bread was what? He walked 40 days and 40 nights. He was not weary. Another example of what happens to someone that is eating spiritual bread is that he does the natural, supernatural. See, it's natural to walk, but it's not natural to walk and not be weary. The Bible says they shall walk and not faint. I don't have time to take you to the book of Matthew to show you spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone. I don't have time. Maybe tomorrow. But by every what? Maybe tomorrow. To show you spiritual food, how to contact it. And the reason why you need to eat another dose of bread is because the journey is too great for you. Bow your head anywhere you are. Inside, outside. The time that we are coming to is a fierce time. Darkness is showcasing her strength. Darkness knows that her time is short. That's why it wants to manifest its power. But in the same time, God has plans to raise men of a kind that he has never raised before. There is a contention. We came here because there is a contention. If you are in this place under the sound of my voice, you have been playing church. You come to church because it is the right thing to do. I'm telling you that a battle is raging. And the impact of that battle will soon overwhelm you. Anywhere you are under the sound of my voice, inside, outside, in the hostel, and you can hear my voice tonight. God sent me to call to reach out to you.
If you are here and you want to end the rat race so that you can run the right race, so that you can follow Jesus, can cut covenant with him. Anywhere you are, rise on your feet. Inside, outside, rise on your feet. If you want to follow Jesus, you want to cut covenant with Jesus, rise on your feet. Listen, this is not a time to go out from this hall. Rise on your feet, inside, outside. Jesus is calling. He's calling because he wants to save you from a danger that is waiting. Those of you standing on your feet, inside, outside, open the door for them. Come here to the altar so that I can pray with you and I can introduce you to Jesus. Come, come. You may be known as a preacher, but you don't have security in your spirit as to whether you are God's child or not. There's a doubt. Today, I commend you to the Lord. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. And those of you that have made it to the altar, cry to him. Cry. Ask him. Have mercy. Have mercy. You know the opportunities God has given you. You know the kind of family you came from. You are privileged. But many of you came here, you forgot about the covenant. Became a different creature altogether. Started running the devil's errands. Doing Satan's business. Cry now and say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon my soul. Have mercy. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Some of you were supposed to help other people to see the light, but you became the very object through which darkness has come upon the lives of men. Can you ask him for mercy? Ask him. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Oh, Masila Mahandale. Boria Mama 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 Mama. Usalekum Bahabaske. Brante Kuska Benahale Mahada. Ask him for mercy. From the privacy of your heart, let there be a cry. A cry to heaven. A cry to God. You know how you suffered before you came here. God wanted you to remember how he intervened, how he stretched forth his hand, how he manipulated things to see that you rise instead of you to be his messenger. You came to campus, you became a different creature. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Some of you came here, children of God, but you lost what you had with God on the altar of fornication. Now you are an addict. Spirits of immorality accompany you about. Can you confess that before him so that he can liberate you? For as many as are implicated by that, strange things. You see serpents in your dream. People coming to have sex with you. White men, black men.
You hear voices, controlling voices, pushing you to do things that you don't want to do. A spirit is involved. Renounce the covenant. The covenant that you have established by reason of your disobedience to God. Renounce it now. That heaven might hear your voice. So that a new way can be paved for your soul. Some of you, some sisters came to you for guidance. You ended up sleeping with them. Ask him for mercy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. He heard you. He heard you. Now tell him, wash me, O God, with your blood. Let every sin be purged. Let every work of unrighteousness be pardoned. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Wipe away my iniquity. Thank you, Lord. Tell him, Lord, every covenant that I entered into unknowingly or knowingly, I renounce it now. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a place in your kingdom. Give me the strength to live for you. The ability to reject the devil's suggestion when I am tempted, that my life might be altogether yours from this day henceforth. In Jesus' mighty name. Anywhere you are standing, sorry, we don't have enough space in the front, but anywhere you are standing is good enough. Right now, Jesus will give you a gift. He will give you the ability to speak in tongues. As I pray for you in the next few seconds, you will begin to speak in tongues. Whether they teach it in your church or not, you will be overwhelmed. You will be overwhelmed with the Spirit and you will begin to speak in tongues. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, an utterance will come. When the utterance begins to precipitate, make sure you speak it out. The utterance will come. He will give you utterance and then you will speak. And you see, the hand of God is already on some people. Some yokes are breaking. All of that will be happening simultaneously. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you fill them with your Spirit. 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 Yes, it's coming. It's coming on you. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. Allow the utterance to come out. Allow the utterance. Let the utterance come out. Let the utterance come out. Let the utterance come out. Let it come out. Release the utterance. Release the utterance. Release the utterance. Release it. Yes, be bold about it. Release the utterance. Zamonte te kupa. Laborose ketana musisi alatamo. Lesamanda rabasika. Yes, be bold, be bold. Be bold, be bold with that utterance. Be bold. Allow it to flow. Let the utterance 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 flow. Allow it flow. Allow it flow. Allow it flow. Alamo Santoria Ika Masika Brasketoma. Allow it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Be bold about it. Be bold. Don't lose this moment. Be bold about it. Be bold about it. Be bold. Be bold. It's a river. It's a stream. Kobre seke bahalatame. Jabonda masapre atakaske tomina handelia. Runte sabakute makabresko vegetalia. Preso varato sikamansa la baboria kapa. Janahante ko sama koria. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Because of time, can you wave there? Is it this way? All right. Where's the counselor? Okay. You can go this way, okay? All of you. They'll write your name down and then you join the miracle service. In the next 30 minutes, there'll be miracle service here. The hand of God will come down so mightily. But go write your name down and your phone number. You're welcome to the kingdom of God. No. You're not supposed to go that way. This thing, wait. This way. Those outside too can come in. Those of you that are left in the hall and outside, it is time to pray. God is willing. We want to ask Him for the second dose of prayer. What is required for the journey of our destiny, that He might dispatch angels to administer it, the second dose of prayer. Yes, keep going. I salute you with the name of Jesus. I salute you.
Oh,
You must tell God tonight, I am better than my father. You don't need to wait for my children. You don't need to wait for my daughter, for my son. I am ready right now. If only you can empower me. If only you can release your spirit. I am ready now. I am ready now. I am ready now. Make demands on him. Make demands. Before I begin to pray and begin to minister, can you raise your family before the Lord? Is there any limitation that is in that family? Anything that you have seen that is not consistent with the will of God? Cry out and ask him for an intervention. It doesn't take God eternity to do that which is eternal. Today is your day. Today is your day. Raise that family before him. I am a man. Of Jesus.
Now, this is that moment I'm talking about.
Keep quiet now. You will do this part with your spirit, with faith in your heart. Can you just raise your right hand? Don't pray again. If I pray, don't say amen now. I will tell you when to say amen. Thank you, Jesus. There are angels here now. And I will pray and they will begin to walk in our midst. Father, you showed me that there are five ladies, that you will give the gift of prophecy so that the fountain of their belly will be open and inspired utterance will begin to come. And through their ministry, you will give many direction, inside and outside. I ask, Lord, for my left hand side, to my right hand side, outside, to the left, outside, to the right, and the men of the choir behind me, help me find those five ladies. Help me find them. Help me find them. Okay, he's coming now. He's coming. Help me find them. Holy Spirit, from my left hand side. Holy Spirit, to my right hand side. On the field outside, help me find them, Holy Ghost. Help me find them. Oh my God, the anointing is coming upon a lady. Strong, it's coming stronger. Holy Ghost. Ushers, anybody close to them, just help me bring them. Help me bring them for confirmation. Yes, help me bring them for confirmation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stay tuned. Yes. All right. There are 12 people. The anointing you will receive will open your eyes to see in the spirit. 12 people. 12 people. In the name of Jesus. Father, from my left hand side to my right hand side, help me find the 12 people You said that their eyes, they will receive an anointing. An eye salve will be given unto them so that they can see. So that they can see. Anoint them. 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 Holy Spirit! Move! There are 12. Before I begin to pray for the sick. Yes. Receive that grace. 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 Yes. Receive that grace. Now, is anybody outside? I know that about three people. I see like three people outside. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Holy Ghost! Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. There are like three people outside. There are like three people outside. Father, help me find the three people. Come. Yes. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive the grace. Listen, oh my God. You see, the healing angels have come here. The healing angels have come. Yes. Hallelujah. Now we want to pray for the sick. Please, tomorrow, bring sick people here. Listen. God said, can you hear me? If you can hear me, say amen. God said, he wants to open the ears of the deaf. Alright? If one of your ears are deaf, raise your hand. You have an ear that is deaf. Please help me check outside. One ear that cannot hear properly. Yes, one. Huh? Is there anybody outside? Two outside. All right. Raise again. Is it totally deaf? I did not say come out. Follow my instruction. Can you see my hand? Can you see my hand? All right. Can you see this finger? This finger, index finger. Can you see? Index finger. Put your index finger into the ear that cannot hear. And leave it there. Are they obeying me outside? Are they obeying me? Put your index finger in the ear that cannot hear. All right. Now, put your hand where you feel pain on your body, or if it's a blood condition, maybe you are SS, you want to be AA. Put your hand on your head. After the meeting, go and do a test. Conduct a test. You'll find if you are HIV positive and it has to do with your blood, put your hand on your head. If you have ulcer, asthma, put your hand on your chest. Demons will come out of you now. If you have symptoms of paralysis on your body, put your hand where the paralysis is. If you have pain of all sorts, put your hand where the pain is. Hallelujah. If you came with someone that cannot see, just put your hand on the person's eyes. If you use glasses and you want to begin to see, remove the glasses. Put your hand on the eyes. Hallelujah. So now, when I pray, you can answer amen. In the name of Jesus. That's a dead amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey. There's somebody under this a spell. A spirit is following you. A spirit is following you. A spirit follows you. A spirit. And I arrest that spirit. I say I arrest that spirit. Wait. Wait first. Wait. Wait. The hand of God will soon come on the person. It's a serpentine spirit. It's in the form of a serpent. And the Holy Ghost will leave this pulpit. He's searching now. He's searching. Father, help me find the person. Help me find the person. Help me find inside. Help me find outside. Anyone here under serpentine bondage? Help me find the person. Ushers, I need to see the person. It's a strange demon. It's a strange spirit. I know you. I know you. And in the name of Jesus, I command your hold. Break! Look at me. 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 Look into me. Go now. Go. 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 Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Alia kula abraske fatale. The abrasketo makunda is compressa varatame. Irasko balami. Zeniko braski vanahabarata. Yeah. There is someone sold into darkness. You are here. You are here. Father, Father, help me. Help me find this one. Darkness has covered that life. That light might come. That light might come. That light might come. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me find this one. Yes, he comes. He comes. He comes. He comes. He comes. Help me find. Help me find. Come. Help me find. Ah, you are free. Go. Yes, you are losing your breath. The person I'm talking about, you are losing your breath there. Come out if you are losing your breath and you are here. Person is losing his breath. Your breath is difficult. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Quickly. You are losing your breath. Quickly. 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 Run out. Run out. Run out. Before I continue, I need to. It's an emergency. What we're doing now. Yes, let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Come out of her. Come out. So that she can be free. I speak the name of Jesus over her. Oh my. That the ventilation of God might come upon you. in the name of Jesus. Yes.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every pain, every sickness, every disease. I bind every spirit of infirmity. I bind deafening spirits. Oh my, blinding spirits. I command you in the name of Jesus, be bound, be bound, be bound, and come out. Pain, go. I curse you to your root. Oh my. Every pain on the head, go. Pain on the chest, go. Asthma, go now. Asthma, go. Ulcer, go. Lung conditions, you are banished in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Zaito Kimbre Safaratuski. I command symptoms of partial paralysis dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. Here, I see in Jesus' name. Amen. I command yokes to be rolled off, heavy bodies to be lifted, sicknesses healed, afflictions broken in the name of Jesus. Yes. Healing taking place now. You can remove your hand. If it's a hearing condition, close the one that hears. Let them test the one that cannot hear. Just check your body. Check your body. You have 5 minutes to do that. Check well. Check very well. Oh my God. Oh my God. Check very well. When you notice that there is a confirmed healing, just wave to me like this. That's all. So, but check very well. If there's a confirmed situation, raise your hand very high and then wave it like this. If there's a confirmed situation, raise your hand high. If you are sure, okay, we have one hand being raised. If there's a confirmed situation, you raise your hand and you wave it. And you wave it inside and outside. Yes, you raise your hand and you wave it. Yes. If there's a confirmed situation, inside, outside. Is there anybody waving outside? Help me check outside. If there's a confirmed situation outside, just wave, wave, wave your hand. Wave your hand. All right, those of you that waved in the hall, come. Let's hear your testimony. Come quickly. And we'll take five, just five. We'll take five. Can you check her and extract quickly? I didn't say kneel down. Okay, all of you can sit down. Sit down, please, for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Do you have a microphone? Brother Godwin, you help me interview them. Let's know what happened.
Name is Jane. She has been having pain below her abdomen.
Pain below
her
abdomen.
After declaration, she received instant healing.
Yes, so you don't feel the pain anymore? All right. All right.
Elijah Gbo has been having pain
since
2014, that he can't even go to school. Pains in his head. Now, at the instance of the prayer day...
Does he affect your eyes? Sometimes he affects your eyes. But what happened? Did you feel anything while I prayed? Oh my God. See, listen. Listen. Listen, listen. There are three people God took sickness from their body, and they are still sitting.
Sir, this is
wait,
a copy.
Wait. There are three people. God, significant cases, God healed them, and they are still sitting down. In the next 5 minutes, the sickness will come back. Now, those three people, you stand up where you are. Stand up where you are. There are three people. Yes, go on.
This is a copy. Okay, he has been having pulse in his ear since he was born. for over 23 years now.
Spirits will come out and hang behind the head. If you are not seeing it, you will celebrate testimony and go home, and you leave the person in affliction. Three people got healed. They decided to stay back. One has repented. Okay, another one has repented. Three has repented. I'm seeing 4, 5. There are still two sitting down. I'm seeing 4, 5. 4, 5, 4, 5, 4, 5, 4, 5. Oh my God.
This is Okopi Edo. Over 23 years now, he's been having pulse from one of his ears.
Okopi has been having pulse come out of
And as a result, he wasn't hearing with that ear.
As a result, he was not hearing with the ear.
So immediately you finished praying,
yes,
he started hearing with the ear.
He started hearing. You know, I told you the Lord Jesus said he will heal someone's ear. Okopi, when... Can you put a mic on his lips? Let me interview him. You refused to come out when I called you. Huh? Why? Okay. When the pulse used to come out, is there pain?
No, there's no pain.
No pain.
But the pulse like that.
Will just be coming out.
Yes, sir.
For how long now?
24 years.
24 years. 24 years. Can you celebrate Jesus? 24 years. 24 years. Wait. Normally when people are healed, a little of the healing anointing remains on them. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, you see, God says he's healing your finances too. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's healing your finances. He's bringing you out of debt. And then he will establish you financially. That you were under financial attack. Yeah? Are you aware? You know?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he knows that he was... Yeah, I'm seeing that now. You were under... financial attack. You were actually rising up, and several evil people saw you. God was helping you. God was helping you, and then suddenly you started having problems. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
I'll say God said that He is healing your finances. He's healing your finances. Celebrate or copy. God is at work. Watch what will happen.
This is blessing, healed of ulcer pain.
Yeah, she had ulcer. Don't be too fast. Don't be too fast. I'm seeing beyond this. I'm seeing beyond this. You see, sometimes you can be talking, and then you see, there's an angel of God that is standing here now. The reason why the angel of God is standing here is because there's somebody in this radius, in this environment, that God is trying to visit. Father, in the name of Jesus, can you show me the one that you're talking about? Let your anointing reveal that one. Let your anointing reveal that one. Show me that one. Show me the 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 one among these people. Let me know that one that you are looking for. Let your hand descend upon that one. Let your hand descend stronger. 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 Show me that one. 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 Holy Ghost. There's another one. There's another one. Show me the other 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 one. Hey, there's a third one. There's a third one. Show me the 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 third one. Holy Ghost. One of you, one of you, one of you, one of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. Let your hand come strong, strong, strong. Oh. Ali Mosali Salabrasketoma. There are 12 bottles. 12 bottles of oil. 12 bottles of oil. 12 bottles. There are 12 bottles. One. See, one is being poured. One is being poured. See now. It's being poured. It's being poured. Okay, that's one. That's one. That's one. Okay. Second one is being poured now. Second one is being poured. Second one. Second one is being poured. Second one. Second one is coming. Second one is strong. Second one. You see, second one. Third one. Third one is being poured. Third one is being poured. Third one is being poured out. It's been poured out now. Third one. It's been poured out. It's been poured out. It's been poured out. It's been poured out. You see, third one there. Fourth one, fifth one, fifth one, fifth one. Lord, show me the fifth one. Show me the fifth one. Show me the fifth one. Show me, show me, show me, show me. You see, this one is outside. That's why I came here. Father, in the name of Jesus. There's somebody you want to anoint her. Show me that one. Put your hand upon that one. Put your hand strong. Show me. Show me that one. Show me that one, Lord. That one is outside here. Show me that one. Show me that one. Let your hand descend. Let your hand descend. Let your hand descend. Descend strong. Descend strong. Descend strong. From today, let grace be poured. I am. There's problem. From what I see, someone here has been marked for death. The angel I saw now is the type that delivers from death. At the count of 14, this angel will show me that person marked for death in 14 days and will break the yoke of death from that life. 1, 2, 3, 4. Please help me check inside, help me check outside. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Wait and see now. Anywhere that individual marked for death, anywhere the person is hiding, anywhere, help me touch the person. Help me touch. It's coming stronger. We remove from you the affliction. Life into your vessel. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you can continue. Where is Brother Godwin? Yes.
This is Sister Happiness. She has been having severe headache that affected her stamina to walk, but now she is healed. Her stamina to stand. She can't even stand.
She can't stand.
Yes, but at the instance of the prayer, she is...
You can't stand for long.
Stand for long, but this evening, I don't know what happened. I was having serious headache.
You started this evening?
Yes.
She's free now. Yes. Can you celebrate Jesus? Celebrate Jesus.
This is Sister Gloria.
Gloria.
She was affected by infection that affected her ability to speak.
Oh, she could not speak.
That she couldn't speak well because of the infection. But
can you speak now? Please put the mic. Let's hear her voice. Please. You can speak now?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, you mean you couldn't speak before?
I can speak, but then my voice was like it cannot speak.
It was seized.
Yes.
Now the vocal cord has opened.
Yes.
Oh my God. Celebrate Jesus. Hey. God is giving you something. He's giving you something. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, deliver unto her. Deliver unto her. That she might be protected. That she might be insulated. That she might be protected. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Go.
This is Sister Faith, healed of ulcer pain.
Healed of ulcer pain. You can't feel the pain anymore. All right. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. You are released.
This is Aundofa, healed of chest pain.
Aundofa, you can't feel the pain anymore. Breathe in and out. No pain. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.
This is also Aundofa, healed of headache and ulcer that have been tormenting him throughout this semester.
You can't feel the ulcer pain anymore. Lord, Let it be permanent in Jesus' name.
Blessing, healed of abdominal pain.
Abdominal pain. Yes, you are blessed in the name of Jesus.
Also pain at the side of the waist.
Yeah, is
healed.
Pain at the side, healed. Thank you, Jesus. Come out. Let the yoke break from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet in the name of Jesus. It's now that she's free. You are free now.
This is Sister Joy, healed of
abdominal
pain and ulcer pain
and ulcer bones. It is permanent in Jesus' name.
Antonia, healed of ulcer and ear pain.
Ear pain. You used to have waist pain and ear pain. You used to have those pains. And you don't feel the pain. Oh, the pain on the ear affects your eyes. I command that pain here. Go. 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 Check it. Check there. Check there. Is this it there? Okay. Yes.
This is James. He has been suffering from involuntary shaking of hands. And
your hand
after,
will just
after
start
the
shaking.
Prayers, he felt hotness in this part of the hand.
You felt heat on the hand. And then the hand stabilized.
My hand, even I'm feeling it.
You are feeling the heat on the hand.
Yes,
it means he has not finished, he's still walking.
No, that is,
hear me. I say Jesus is still walking. Yes. That's the meaning. Okay, yeah, you don't believe that one. Okay, let me transfer more heat. You will believe this one. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, let his hands receive strength in Jesus' name. Okay, try to use the hand, carry something. Is he shaking? Give him pain. Say, oh, you don't use left. If you carry pain, it will start shaking. But we are waiting for it to shake now. Let it shake. Can you celebrate him? Tomorrow is for miracle. If you know someone that is sick, call them. Let them come to Gbokolo. Because all kinds of miracles will begin to take place tomorrow. Yokes will break. And those that cannot come, before we start the prayer, we'll allow you call them. Buy credit. Buy 500 naira credit. Put inside your phone. Call the person. Say there's an evangelist that is preaching in your school. He said we should call people that are sick. That's why I called you. Then allow the phone to be running throughout the prayer. After the prayer, confirm what happened. We were in Mina for a crusade. I said, oh yeah, I know you don't believe, but tomorrow we'll see. They called crippled people. We prayed, crippled people stood up. I was preaching in Mina. A crippled lady in Abuja walked, one in Edo State, one in Lafia. Three crippled walked, and I was in Mina. And many other healings. I was in Ibadan. Insanity got healed in Lagos. Elephantiasis, you know that one, that leg is fat. She could not walk. She dropped the cane and she started walking. And we had all kinds of, apart from the physical ones that took place. So I challenge you tomorrow, if you can't bring the person, buy credit, buy all of them will stand up tomorrow. God will help us. Yokes will break across Paul. Can you rise up as we pray? Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. We bring your blessings unto this campus. We decree tonight that every covenant stationed here to work against the destiny of people, we abolish it in the name of Jesus. Let your flame begin to burn. Let your flame burn strong in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Listen. I'm seeing a sister. During the daytime, you're okay. But when you go to sleep in the night, your sleep in the night is a nightmare. Your night sessions, all kinds of things. You see all kinds of things. And it's been like that. You're afraid of the night. Come. Sister. Come now. If you come now, your affliction will end. Come now. Quickly. It's more than one person that I'm calling. But I'm seeing a sister. You also have that challenge? Bro? Please. Come quickly. Come quickly. Alright. Alright. Come quickly. All kinds of things. Please. Brother Godwin, can you find out? I didn't say everybody should. No. Wait. You have to be interviewed first. What's the problem? Be fast, brother. Be fast. Okay. How do you know she has that condition? Did she tell you? So, okay, all right, let's make this fast. Just put your hand on your head, anywhere you are there. Put your hand on your head. Right. Ide kompali. Lenkom selepali. Paris kompali. Shanto bene kata prese. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask. Your people are in your clinic. They have come to Jesus' clinic. Make them whole. I'm seeing an anointing come from heaven. It will descend upon one of you now. There's an anointing. It's coming from heaven. It will descend on one of you now. Holy Ghost, there's an anointing from heaven. You are in Jesus' clinic. He treats the people himself. Yes, it's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. From heaven. From heaven. Yes. The yoke breaks. I close the door. 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 Let the door close. Let it be closed. Yes, sister, you can go back. Test it this night, sleep this night, and then you tell us what happened. Close the door. I close the door. Close the door. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Yes, it's coming out. Can you do me a favor? Shake me. Release, receive small power. Okay, use it to touch like this. Keep it like this, like this. Yeah, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Leave her. 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 Don't stop. I close the door. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. She's free. You can stop. She's free now. We banish every demon, every oppressive spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
If you are clapping for Jesus, make it louder, make it louder, make it louder.